February 2nd, 1993, Capitol Hill. A hearing room before the Senate Intelligence Committee. A little more than 3 years after the Berlin Wall fell and the USSR crumbled, Jim Woolsey, being confirmed as the CIA director, issued a disturbing prophecy.
Yes, we have slain a large dragon, but we live now in a jungle filled with a bewildering variety of poisonous snakes. And in many ways, the dragon was easier to keep track of.
He was warning about the coming explosion of threats facing the U.S. He said,
"For now at least, the cataclysmic risk of full-scale nuclear war has receded beyond the horizon."
But that risk, in the shadow of a new great power competition, has emerged once again. And with it, an espionage threat the world has never seen before.
On any given day, there are 2 to 3 million people worldwide engaged in espionage.
Chris Simmons, former DIA counterintelligence branch chief. He's not alone.
You know, we're talking about 3 or 4 million.
Former CIA covert operative Robert Bayer. Their number one target?
The number one espionage target in the world is the United States, clearly.
Mark Kelton, retired CIA officer who worked clandestinely behind the Iron Curtain. While Russian intelligence is a critical threat, they are not leading this espionage charge. Of the millions out here around the world involved in espionage,
at least half that number work for China.
Chris Simmons again. And if you want to hear it from someone currently involved in the fight,
China by far, I think, is our preeminent counterintelligence threat.
Pete Lamb, special agent at the Washington Field Office of the FBI. So what exactly is everybody after? Here's Mark Kelton again.
Adversaries are trying to divine government secrets, but it goes well beyond that.
Here's the most important and dangerous part of this story. The prototype of the American traitor.
We were using them to collect information about the United States.
Who exactly are they? Coming up in my next report. J.J. Green, WTOP News.